Some big new state laws took effect this week. Let's start with the latest in the emergency manager tug of war. It's an unwelcome law in places like Detroit. And of course, there are lawsuits. Long legal wrangle ahead, Jack?
It's not really clear. There's a federal lawsuit, and some people, notably Bob Sedler, who's a constitutional law professor at Wayne State, thinks it may have some standing on the ground that people are being disenfranchised in Detroit. Other people, however, other legal experts say that cities are just legal divisions of the state, and the state has every right to do this. So it isn't clear how long it'll go on, and more importantly, it isn't clear whether this will stop anything. Now, you could have a judge, I suppose, issuing some injunction or some sort of stay, which would complicate things, but we'll just have to see.
Well, another new law that sparked a bitter fight was the state's so-called right-to-work law. We saw a poll this week that says the state is pretty split on whether this law will be good for Michigan. How do you feel about its likely effectiveness, Jack?
Well, the poll probably shows common sense because people really don't know. People don't know how this is all going to play out, and I suspect we won't know until we have some major contract negotiations, notably the auto companies, and we'll see how things change. But everybody pretty much agrees that, in any event, it'll be a gradual process.
And we are hearing that Debbie Dingell could have a shot at retiring U.S. Senator Carl Levin's job. Tell us about Ms. Dingell's potential, Jack.
Well, this is a very intriguing story in that Debbie Dingell has always been sort of a prominent power player in Michigan. She's the wife of Congressman John Dingell, longest serving member of Congress. She's considerably nearly 30 years younger than her husband, and she certainly has a known name. On the other hand, she's on the Wayne State Board of Governors, where I teach, which is a fairly demanding job, and the care and feeding and looking after her husband has always been her primary concern. Most Democratic Party bigwigs really don't want this. They want to have Gary Peters have a open a playing field as possible. He's sort of the establishment's choice for their nomination for Carl Levin's seat, but she has more of a name recognition, so if she gets in this race, it could certainly be interesting.
Well, thanks for the deep thinking, Jack. Have a great weekend.
Well, hopefully we won't have any deep snow this weekend. Rena, happy spring and happy Easter.